through a child's eyes. Why are the forests on fire? Where will the animals go? They must be going haywire in that scary, smoky glow. That poor koala looks burned. His paws look so black and sore. The rescuers look concerned. Are these fires worse than before? Why are those people crying? Has their home burned to the ground? It looks like they are trying to find something in that mound. How does the plastic exit the land and enter the seas? Why can't we recycle it from within our own countries? Why is plastic still in use when there are greener choices? There's simply no excuse. We must all raise our voices. Why does the air make me wheeze when I'm outside with my toys? I wish our street had more trees and less traffic, smog, and noise. Trees make oxygen for free and suck up bad CO2. So then why cut down a tree? We already have too few. Why are their houses flooded? Did the river burst its banks? If the hills had been wooded, trees could have stored rain like tanks. Can we rewild the farmland to capture more CO2 and ensure that the peatland wildlife is protected too? Will these disasters get worse with every year that passes? Is it too late to reverse the warming greenhouse gases? Will the glaciers all melt, making the sea levels rise? I wish we'd already dealt with CO2 in our skies. What will this century see? Anxious thoughts keep me awake. I see a flooded city with bridges about to break. Will rainforests have vanished and some great rivers run dry? Will most wildlife be banished, gone in the blink of an eye? You say that we still have time to fix the climate crisis, but nature, in the meantime, will make more sacrifices. Climate change is clearly real, so our leaders need to act. It's time for a Green New Deal and a legally binding pact. With a childish perspective, we see what is true and fair. Balance is the objective. We can't afford not to care. We can see through a child's eyes what clearly needs to be done. Inaction is so unwise and costly in the long run. We cannot take forever to do whatever it takes. This is a huge endeavor, but there are no higher stakes. So sometimes it takes a child to raise a village and say, the time has come to rewild and to live another way.